Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
If you're in business, you probably have a website, but can your site handle your growth? How many visitors before your site slows down or crashes? What about storage and data security? From web hosting to virtual servers, Pear Networks provides the online infrastructure you need to start, grow, and flourish. When it comes to security and updates, don't worry, we've got you covered. Our 24/7 U.S.-based customer support is the best in the industry. No frustrating chatbots or sitting on hold for hours. Check out Pear.com today to learn more. That's Pear.com.
Hi, friends. This week we're talking about doing what needs to be done and basically parenting yourself. Because we're grown-ups. We don't have our parents around us anymore telling us what needs to be done. Like, yeah, you gotta go do this. No, if you do still have that, happy for you. But I'm going to teach you about governing yourself and kind of parenting yourself and forcing yourself to do what needs to be done. I'm going to hit it from a few different angles. I'm going to talk about having new awareness and wanting to make a change or do things different and then actually doing it. I'm going to share something that happened in my personal life recently that I had to handle that I didn't want to. And then I'm going to hit this from the discipline aspect of shutting up and doing what needs to be done. We're done with struggling with that. No more. After this episode, you're not going to struggle with it anymore. This episode is going to give you a lot of motivation and you're going to end it feeling real ready to go. And this episode's always going to be here. So whenever you lack a little discipline, you lack a little motivation, come back to it. I got you. So first thing I want to say is kind of like a joke, but not. And it's that handling what needs to be handled is hot. Very much attractive. Very much seductive even. Like when someone just stands up and handle what needs to be handled or just does what they need to do, very much hot. Because people can see what you tolerate. People can see what you're doing. And a lot of the times you get kind of like comfortable because you think people don't really see. No, they see. People see you slacking. People see you avoiding responsibility and not trying to do what you need to do or like handle something, like handle a situation. People can see it. It's very much obvious. And that's just something I want to bring to everyone's attention. Like people can see you. People are aware of what's going on and it doesn't make you look good. It makes you look bad when you don't step up to the plate and handle what you need to handle. You're not the only one that notices. So we're going to start there. So let's jump into the situation that I had to deal with this past weekend, which was not a fun one, and I had to make a very hard decision. This is kind of going to help you navigate making decisions and making changes. So basically, someone that I'm working with personally and have been working very closely with for the past like 5 months, I had to fire. And it wasn't like something happened where it was this big event where like this was the determining factor of like, we need to not work together anymore. It was just basically a realization around what I need and what I want out of someone who's helping me with the business side of everything going on. Like there's a lot in the works right now with my podcast. Like there's a big deal in the works. There's a lot in the works for future merch and my vitamin line and everything going on. So I basically realized within like a day, like my whole life flipped in a day. That's typical how it goes for me. Constantly just trying to like keep up with everything. So a lot of awareness hit me in a matter of like 24 to 48 hours. And I had a lot of realizations around what I'm trying to achieve and where I want to go. And I realized this person I was working with is not someone who's going to be able to get me there as fast as I want to go. Sure, they could learn with me along the way. And we could have done it. It would have just taken way longer. And I need a lot more help than I was getting. So with that, I was like, okay, I need to make this decision to fire this person. And it was very hard, very emotional, everything going on. But like standing in the standpoint of like the new awareness and the new realization of like this change needs to take place. And every day that goes by that I do not make this change, everything's just gonna get worse and I'm gonna be more stressed. And now that this thing is on my mind, it's inevitable. I know it has to happen. I just need to do it. So between having the realization and acting on what I knew I needed to do, 12 hours took place. I literally gave myself 12 hours because this was weighing on my mind so much. And I'm the type of person, like, when something's in my mind, it won't get off my mind until I handle it. Like, there is no pushing it off. There is no, like, extending it, because all that does is extend the discomfort that you feel. Handle it immediately. Set yourself free from the discomfort that you're feeling. Do not let this thing that you know you need to do or change occupy too much of your thoughts and too much of your mental space. Do the hard thing. Make the decision. Cut it. If you need to cut something or someone, cut them out of your life, not like physically. I mean, if you need to, do what you gotta do. And the other big thing with that is, like, beating yourself up is useless. Like, there's no point in me sitting here and beating myself up for not seeing this coming or not noticing it sooner or not picking a better person at the beginning. Like, this is the way you have to give yourself a little bit of compassion and then kick yourself in the ass. So with me, with everything that had been going on, I didn't know what I wanted. I didn't know what I needed from the person in this position that I was working with. I don't want to say it because I don't want to publicly talk about this. Like, no bad blood, nothing bad happened. It was just a matter of, like, what I felt was a better fit. So I had no idea how this partnership was supposed to go. By going through it, I understood what I wanted, how I wanted to feel, what I wanted this person to help me with and be able to delegate to them. Like, I got all the awareness of how I wanted this relationship to be and the type of person that I needed by going through it. So sitting here and beating myself up for not knowing better is useless. I didn't know better. It's unreasonable to expect yourself to have known better. So I don't do that. Don't beat yourself up. I now have the awareness of exactly what I want for the person that's gonna be working side by side with me every day. And it wasn't who I was with. So I had to make the decision to change it. And you guys always ask me about how am I so successful? How am I doing things and achieving things so fast? This is it. By the time that you have the realization, you have the new awareness, you need to jump on a decision and take an action in line with the new awareness that you have. As soon as you have the idea, jump. As soon as you have the realization, act. Literally put your ass behind it immediately. Don't dilly-dally. Don't wait around. Once you've logically thought it through and you understand this is the best decision, make the fucking decision. Because I was sitting here and I had to catch myself. I was like, it's not the right time. This is gonna ruin this person's day. It's out of the blue because it's just me coming with new awareness. Like, just shit just dumping into my head. That's gonna completely change my life. So for this person to be completely caught off guard, like, it's not that fair. There's all these emotional things I was taking into consideration and I was stressing myself out even more. But that's another thing. Do not wait. It's never going to feel like the right time, especially like if you're considering breaking up with someone, firing someone, making a life change to stop smoking, stop doing drugs, drinking. Can I say this online? I don't know. They're doing anything like that. There is never going to seem like a perfect time. You just have to do it, decide, act now, and then deal with all the consequences that come up. You're just going to have to deal with them. But the biggest thing that you need to face right now is just the decision that needs to be made and the thing that you need to do. Handle what needs to be handled now. Everything that's going to come up after, that's after. Your focus, just focus in. Laser in, focus in on what's at hand. What is the thing that needs to be done right now? Do that. Figure out how to get that done. Do it. Stop thinking about what comes after. And then after you handle this first thing, that is when you're free. Like, all of your attention and focus, everything is freed up because this thing is gone. Now you face everything that comes up because of it. Don't get stuck in the trying to pick a perfect time to do jack shit. It's just gonna hold you back. And like I said, when you get new awareness about something, you need to change something or handle something, do it as soon as possible. Like, I mean, as soon as possible. This decision for me was very hard. It was very emotionally charged and it stressed me out. But I knew what I had to do, and everyone else that I work with, everyone else on my team is literally sitting there watching me. That's what I'm saying. Everybody sees what you're putting up with. Everybody sees what you're dealing with. Handle that shit and send the message to everyone. You will do what needs to be done and you are trustworthy and reliable. So for all these people to be looking at me and be waiting for me to make this decision, they're all seeing how fast I act, how much I prioritize myself, and how much I care about my career. Am I willing to make the decision for it that we need to make, even if it's a hard one? So there was a lot of things about this, but I handled it immediately. Like as soon as I could, I did. I sat down, I journaled it out, I got the decision, I knew what I needed to do. That's the hardest part, is figuring out what you need to do. Taking the action seems like the hardest part. No, babe, literally figuring out and becoming solid in your decision. All right, this is what needs to be done. That was harder than actually doing it, because actually doing it is not going to take long. You just got to do it one time. Or if it's something that you have to do repetitively, like going to the gym or stop smoking, it's like something you're going to face every day. Once you face it once, every single time you face it after is way easier. Just that first one, just handle it. Trust me, I promise. Everything's going to go better than you think. Just jump on that shit, man up, woman up, they them up, let me not assume, like grab yourself by the balls and show yourself you'll do what you know needs to be done. It's going to breed self-trust, you're going to be able to rely on yourself, you're going to feel safe with yourself because you know you will do what needs to be done. This is not up for discussion. Get up and handle that shit. And I do want to go back to that one point I said about success, like when you have an idea for something, act as fast as possible. With me moving to LA, finding a gym has been a shit show. Haven't liked it, haven't liked any of them. I've been considering going to Equinox. I've been at this little 24-hour fitness like down the road, and it's good enough, but I'm like irritated every time I go. It's so busy, it's not very private, and everything's kind of like not good quality. Like it's meh, like it's just like a little like fuck you gym. Like it's nothing like special. And the environment where I work out is very important. So like, am I gonna sit here and just keep going to this gym? Or am I gonna get up immediately and go tour a different one? And that's what I did. I had the realization, I'm not happy here. I want better. And I immediately went and found it. I went and toured the gym yesterday. Like, that's just how it goes. Like, as soon as you realize something's not working, you don't like it, or you're uncomfortable, or it's not efficient, change it. Put your ass behind it and go change it. You might think, oh, I'll get to it in a couple days. Why can't you do it today? Why not today? What else you got? You know, like battle with yourself and talk to yourself. Like things don't take as long as they seem. You need to get very realistic. Like how soon can I actually do this thing? Another thing that I'm working on right now is hiring an editor. I've been considering, maybe I need to get an editor. I'm always going to edit my podcast because I'd be talking a lot of shit and I'd be having to cut it out. But I want someone to take the burden off of me of making clips. I'm like cutting up clips of my podcast and posting those. So I was the one doing all of it, and I've considered getting an editor for like months. And I'm like, meh, I'm not like, I can still force myself to do it. I still have a little extra time. I have the discipline. I'll get myself to do it. Now I'm in a position with everything else that I'm working on, I need to get that off my plate. So as soon as I realize this is actually a necessity and I need this and it's a tax write-off and it feels like an urgent time to do it, immediately I start looking for editors and I found one. And now that's off my plate. Like, why are you gonna sit here and make yourself continue making these clips and wasting this time and overwhelming yourself even more than you already are? Once you're aware you need to do something, goddamn, do it. Like, be quick. Do it immediately. Like, as soon as you're like, okay, I do need this, or I am unhappy with this, change it that day. Do something to change it that day. And I'm talking relationship, work, friendships, anything you got going on, make the damn change. Like, as soon as you're aware of it, like, awareness visits you when you need it. Certain things will happen that will make you aware of what you really want, what you don't like, because now you know a direction to go away from it. When you figure out what you don't like, literally it leads you to what you do like. You just have to stop going in the direction of what you don't like. Make that change if you keep going in that direction and turn around. That's when everything changes. That's when your life gets better. That's when things unfold. So the biggest takeaway here is do not linger. Make changes quick. Make the decision and do it. Make changes quick and act on them immediately. Trust, and then watch your life flip. Literally. I live by this. And that's why my life improves every single day I wake up. Because I realize something and I act on it. Like, I'm thinking about getting a new car. I'm going to test drive one in 2 days. I decided I wanted to get a new car and upgrade. Why not? So I immediately started Googling and looking up all the cars that I could get in my price range that are what I want. And I've already got the appointment set up, and it's like everything, like, just get on it. Act quick. If you want a change to happen, if you want an improvement, it's all reliant on you and how fast you put your effort into it. Like, it's all dependent on you. Trust. All right, now let's move into discipline, because I'm going to tell you the way that I stopped exhausting myself mentally for no reason. Like, you think you're working, you're tired all the time. This is why, okay? And it kind of hits off my last point, but you're going to take that and put it into day-to-day active things. So let's start with chores and, like, shit you need to do around the house. If you have something you know you need to do, like the dishes or laundry or something, as soon as you think, I need to do that, get up and do it. Because if you are like, oh, I need to do that, and you're like, oh no, I'm just gonna stay sitting on the couch, or I'm gonna keep sitting here and just scrolling on my phone, it does not leave your head. And that pressure from what needs to be done does not go away. You're gonna sit there and you're gonna think about it, and it's gonna be in the back of your head, and you're gonna be playing on your phone, you're gonna be watching TV, and it's gonna keep popping back up. I need to do the dishes, I need to do the dishes, I need to do laundry. These things are just going to keep popping back up. Set yourself free from that. That's a bad spiral. And that takes away from your actual, like, relaxation of sitting down and, like, enjoying yourself, watching TV, playing on your phone, scrolling TikTok, whatever you want to do. Like, it takes away from those moments because you got all these thoughts popping up in your head. So if you're just sitting around and you have an idea to do something and you're not, like, dedicated to a certain time to relax, because I have to do that. Like, all right, I did all this shit all day, I'm relaxing for the next 3 hours or whatever it is, I'm not doing nothing. That's different. But also, if you're in that place where you're like, okay, I'm not doing anything for the next couple hours, if you have something come up in your head, get your phone out and send yourself a text or set a reminder or put it in your notes app. Get it out of your head. Like, these thoughts and all these responsibilities need an action behind them. So if you're not able to get up and do them right now, put it in your phone, put the action, do something to get it out of your head, to keep track of it. Because as soon as you type it into your phone or make a list of all the things you need to do and you add it to it, it's not going to keep popping up in your head. Oh, I need to be doing that. You've already written it down to get it done later. Like, the thought came and action usually follows it. So, like, if the action is just keeping track of it, it sets your mind free from constantly thinking back to it and trying to, like, keep yourself accountable of, like, but I need to do that. Yeah, I'm playing on my phone, but, like, oh my God, I need to do that. It's like, just stop that. Like, that's a waste. But if there is things that you can get up and do, get up and do them immediately. Like with going to the gym. If you're like, I need to go work out. Oh, I'll go later. Are you really gonna go later, bitch? Because most of the time, I don't. Just get up and go. As soon as you have that thought, that is when you have motivation. That is when you have, like, that forward moving energy when a thought comes up. So tap into it. When it's there, ride that wave. Because it is way easier to ride that wave when it visits you to get up and start that flow of energy and action than it is to, like, just start it without it. Basically, sitting here and thinking about it is gonna exhaust you. And getting up and doing it is also gonna exhaust you. But only one of these exhaustions end. And only one of these exhaustions is productive. So get up and do it. Sitting here just thinking about it, having it rack your brain, it's going to tire you out. And you're going to feel like you've been doing a lot of shit and you haven't. You've just been thinking about it. That's one thing that helped me a lot with my mindset around things like this. And, like, discipline with, like, daily tasks, skincare, chores, hygiene, like, anything you need to do. As soon as you think of it, just do it. Especially with texts, like responding to texts or responding to emails. Just respond. Like, as soon as you think about it, oh, I need to text that person back, do it. Handle it, get it done, so it's, like, off your plate and out of your mind. Like, if it's something small you can do now, like I said, do it. If you're actually in the middle of something, put it in your phone, save it for later, and then go back to it. The next part of this I want to hit on is no one's coming to push you. No one's coming to save you, and no one is going to walk into your life and hold your hand and keep you accountable with all the things you need to do. No one is going to take the responsibility of ensuring you get what you want. You have to do that. And if you know that there's things you have to do, no one's here to tell you to do it. No one. Nobody's here. Nobody's coming. You have to save yourself. With many things, but especially this. If there's something you want and you know you need to do things to get it, you're the only one that's going to be there and push you. Do not live a powerless little life of, oh, I need so-and-so to like keep me accountable and push me and tell me what needs to be done. Don't be someone that needs to be told what needs to be done. Tell yourself what needs to be done. A lot of people grew up with parents who kept everything accountable and pushed them and kept them on track with everything and reminded them. Other people grew up without that, like me. Like, I had to learn how to govern myself. And if I didn't do it, things didn't get done. So some people have that and some people don't. But if you have parents that did that for you and you're grown now, you gotta adapt to this new way of life. If you've had people in the past keep you accountable and tell you what needs to be done, and you've grown up and you've moved out or whatever it is, there's no one left to do it. And if you're someone who's always had to do it, hey, we're in the same boat, babe. It doesn't get better. You just get better at doing it and get better at handling it. And other thing I want to say is, it's never been easier to be disciplined. It's never been easier to do what needs to be done. Like, this life is so advanced technologically, and there's so many ways you can kind of like hack the system. Like, you can set reminders on your phone. You can set alarms. It's something always on you that will ding and keep you on track and tell you what you need to do. Like, there's so much access to everything. Everything is so much faster because we have so much technology. Use it to your advantage. It's never been easier to be more disciplined. Imagine people 100 years ago trying to do some shit. It was way harder to do it, and they still did it. They still managed to kick themselves in the ass when they needed to be and do what needed to be done. But with the technology thing, there is a lot more distraction. So if you've become aware of certain things being distractions for you, same thing like I said earlier, immediately cut them or set a time for them where they're not just in your way all day and they're not taken away from doing what needs to be done. And since I was talking about parenting yourself, a big thing people deal with and I've seen pop up a lot in society is learned helplessness. People throw their power away all the time and act like they need other people for everything. You are fully capable and you've fully got all the power to make every single thing happen for yourself that you want to have happen. You can achieve anything you want. I'm living proof of it. I have a lot of podcast episodes about my past and how bad things were and how I still managed to get through it. So if you need a little inspiration on that front, go for it. But you're not powerless to what you want. You're just not doing what it takes. And if you don't have a result for something that you want yet, stop looking for someone to blame. Stop looking for outside forces and look at what you're doing. Are you doing what needs to be done? Or are you just thinking about it? Are you pushing it off? Are you delaying it? What would happen? What would your life look like if right now, after you finish this episode, you immediately got up and started executing and doing every single thing that you know you need to do? Would you then be closer to what you want? Would you feel a rapid speed up in the progress and the results? Yeah, we don't even gotta pretend. I know the answer. But I struggled with this so long. Like, I used to convince myself I could not lose weight. And I fully was like trapped in this mindset of like learned helplessness of like, I've tried everything, I've done everything, and I just can't lose weight. Like, I don't understand how people do it. You gotta look at your actions. Are you doing what needs to be done? And as soon as I looked at my actions and got very real with myself, I lost weight. Because I started doing what needed to be done. I stopped eating so goddamn much and working out more and consistently. Like, just do the damn thing. You've got it. I know it feels very hard and it feels like a challenge sometimes. And it is. It very much is a challenge and things are not always fun. But do you respect anyone who everything is easy for? No. That's a big character trait that people lack nowadays, is the ability to do hard shit. Be one of them. And if you think hard shit is taking care of yourself, doing your chores, doing your laundry, and keeping up with your body and making sure you're in shape, you've been brainwashed by social media. Those are not things that are hard. They're basic necessities to live as a human being. So if taking care of yourself seems like a difficult task right now, Your threshold has nothing to do but rise, babe. It's gonna get so much easier. As soon as you start doing what you need to do and getting in the habit, getting in the routine of just knocking things out when they need to be done, whether you feel like it or not, whether you're upset and sad, you can do it upset and sad. You can do it tired. Get you a little caffeine and get your ass up. But basic maintenance of you as a human being and taking care of your house and being hygienic and working out, that's all gonna become very easy. It's all gonna become bare minimum for you. After you do it for a while, it's just gonna become part of what you do and it's gonna feel like it takes no energy. It feels like a giant task right now, but it's gonna get so much easier. Like if you literally do it for a month, how you feel on day one is gonna suck ass. How you feel on day 30 is like, eh, not that hard. You're used to it. You're used to that feeling of discomfort. You're used to it all. And you keep pushing through, you keep deciding, you keep acting and doing what you need to do. And then it's just gonna become easy. And then everything that you feel so overwhelmed by right now, you feel overwhelmed by it because you're not handling it. As soon as you start handling it, you realize it's not that big of a deal. Like it's not that hard. And then you get the capacity to take on even more. And that is where the constant level up happens. It's gonna get easier and easier and better the more you just do what needs to be done. And this is where my last tip comes in. By doing hard shit, and doing what you need to do, you're no longer gonna fear things. You're no longer gonna be so worried and feel so overwhelmed. You're gonna have a literal stack of proof of you will do what needs to be done. You will have these hard conversations like me firing who I needed to fire, breaking up with certain people, ending things the right way, making these hard decisions. Literally what got me through my conversation is thinking back on the past when I had to cut people off and handle certain breakups and deal with similar situations. By having actions I've taken in the past that were very difficult and I got through it and I handled it, it gave me so much comfort and courage and confidence that I could handle what was now in front of me. When you can look back and be like, look at all the shit that I handled. Whoa, it's like a boost of now I definitely got this in front of me. It's gonna suck. This might have been the hardest thing I've faced yet, but I've got this. And then once you handle everything right now, that all becomes something you can look back on in the past and be motivated and inspired by. It just stacks on itself. Something that I think about a lot is if you're someone that is disappointed by people a lot and you're let down by people a lot, the only person you can fully control is yourself. So it's time to stop letting yourself down. Letting yourself down is no longer an option, okay? Get that in your head and I want you to like cement that. Letting yourself down is no longer an option, so start acting accordingly. This is the flip you need to make in your mind. Everyone might let you down, but never yourself. And when you have that, babe, like that's the best feeling you can have. When you know you can depend on yourself and rely on yourself, you don't need shit. You will not feel a need for anyone, if that makes sense. Like, you will want people, and that allows you to be very picky and choosy and have standards and feel confident in asking for those things that you ask for and demanding certain things for people to get access to you, whether it's a friend, relationship, hookup, business partner, whatever it is. You will not feel that desperate, like, need for anyone. You've got you. You've got yourself. When you do what needs to be done, you're stacking up proof and showing yourself, I am there for you. I do care about you. I can rely on you. You are the one you can rely on. So it's time to be that. And this is especially important when you're working on yourself or trying to achieve things by yourself. Like I said, people are not going to be there to push you and back you. And that also means you have no one else to do it for. Like you have no one to answer to. You don't have to worry about disappointing anyone. No one really gives a shit. So if you realize that you're the one on the line, there's no one you should care about more getting hurt. If you can do things to prevent yourself being hurt and prevent yourself from not achieving what it is that you want, that's a responsibility you need to choose. And that's kind of like the pivotal moment for me. And you guys always ask about my confidence and how I am so strong. It's because I've shown myself I am strong and I've faced things I never thought I would face. And by choosing it, by doing it, and by like, I always talk about little me, by grabbing little me by the hand and basically saying, I'm not gonna let you down like everybody else has. I've got you. You breed so much self-respect and confidence, and you're not going to fear anything, like me. And when I talk about fearing things, I don't mean you're never going to feel fear again. I'm scared of certain shit, but I do not question if I'll be able to handle it. That's the thing. When you got that solid, like, fallback of yourself of like, I will handle whatever needs to be done. I will do what needs to be done. You don't fear anything. Like, you might not want something to happen, but you're not terrified of it. It doesn't feel so crippling. It doesn't feel like world ending when something might happen or something goes wrong. It's like, yeah, that sucks, but I'm not doubting or second guessing if I'll handle it and if I'll get through it. You will. And I do want to go back to something that I hit on in the beginning where I talked about how people can see what you put up with and people can see how you handle things. When you are putting up with things and not handling things right or being there for yourself, and if you are constantly letting yourself down, people see it. Yeah, but it also works on the flip side. People see when you handle things for yourself. People see when you do what needs to be done. People see when you have that discipline and that courage to face whatever comes up. And that makes you very safe to care about. And a lot of people are worried about becoming rigid and disciplined and doing what needs to be done. But people are gonna come toward you. It's the weirdest thing. Like, a lot of people are so scared it's gonna push people away. But it literally brings people closer to you. Because think about someone in your life. When you see your friend putting up with that dumbass boyfriend she got, or your friend that wants to lose weight but just won't get a grip on her diet and won't exercise. When people are sitting around saying they want all these things and not putting the action behind achieving it or doing what needs to be done, or if someone is going through something painful and keeps being hurt and they won't make the decision to set themselves free from it and make a change, that's what pushes you away from people. When people handle shit right, it brings you closer to them. It makes you respect them. It makes you tighter with them in the weirdest little way. That is truly what draws people to you. That's what's going to make you magnetic, is getting your own shit in check and doing what needs to be done. So start doing it. That is all I have for this week's episode. I hope this was the kick in the ass that you needed. And like I said, letting yourself down is no longer an option. Wipe that off the table. Now you're going to have to act accordingly, and you're going to have to do it and handle it and face it all. You got this. I wouldn't be yelling over here at you if I didn't believe in you. You got this. If you're watching the video version of this on YouTube, leave this video a thumbs up if you liked it, and leave me a comment. Tell me what you thought. And if you're listening to the audio version on Apple Podcasts and Spotify, leave me a 5 stars. Don't let me down. Give me the 5. If you want to keep up with me, I'm going to link all of my social media in the description. You can follow me on everything, TikTok, Instagram, Snapchat. I'd be ranting on there. Everything you need from me will be in the description below, so go check it out. Go see what I got. Everybody be safe. Take care of yourself. Go handle your shit. And I will talk to you guys next Sunday.